So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Nachman Kol Sveika Lekamei Shadinan. So he says, whenever there's a suffix, the people in Gullus, like where we are, we don't know when they were Mekadosh the new month. So we have to keep 2 days a suffix, which is Yantif. 2 days of Sukkot, 2 days of Pesach. So we always go Lekamei in front, meaning we keep the 15th and the 16th as opposed to the 15th and the 14th. We don't go back. We go two in the front. Lekamei in front, Shadinan. We throw the suffix in the front. So the Gemara explains Lememra. Is this to say the Chameser v'Shisar Avdinan? We keep the 15th and the 16th, but we don't keep the 14th. But why not? Shouldn't we also be suffic that the 14th may also be Yontif? And I'll explain this. The Gemara will explain why. Because perhaps La'avdi Nami Abesa, make the 14th also a suffic Yontif, have a 3 day suffic Yontif. Dilma Chasul La'av v'Chasul La'Elul. Maybe Av is going to be missing a month, day, and so to Elul. In other words, going back to Av. We don't know what's going on in Babel. We're so far away. So Av possibly is 29 days, and Elul is possibly 29 days. So then that would make, counting from that calculation, the I wish I had a calendar here to show you. So Tishrei, the 14th could really be right. The 15th.
But that's based that in the whole Av, nobody can answer anything.
In the whole
Av.
Well, right, Lamar is going to exactly answer that question, just like that. But that's so right now they're assuming 31 months is 29. So when you do those calculations, the 15th of Tishrei is the 15th. But it's possible they made both days 30 days. So really what we keep as the 16th is really going to be the 15th. So you have to keep the 16th because 16th might really be the 15th. Where I said, well, maybe it was really 2 months, 29 and 29, which means what we keep as the 15th is really what they're keeping as the 15th in Eretz Yisrael. So you should have to keep the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th. And then the Gemara answers, like you said, that Shrei Yarchei Chaseri Kala Islam. When their 2 months have a missing day, they're both 2 29-day months, people are going to get word of it, they're going to know about that, and therefore 14th will never be an issue. Okay, I guess it's so uncommon for there to be 2 missing months. Right, so Rashi says, you see, Rashi, Treyarche Chasera Kala Islu. If two months are missing a day, they're only 29 days, people are going to find out. It says Rashi, the Teves Chisro Mimanashach, Kiseda Halavana, Be'echar Mali Ve'echar Chaser. Teves is going to be missing a month. I'm not sure what he means by that. Ve'im Isa. Right, but I'm not sure what he's trying to do with Teves right now. We only care about Shvat and Adar, but Teves they know. Teves exists. No, I didn't say Pesach, but I'm saying Teves is ready 3 months before it.
It will be enough time for people to know about.
Okay, it's fine. Teves is done. I'm not sure what he means by that first line. But then he says, "Im Isa v'chasru l'shvat." If Shvat missing a day, kvar yatsa kol l'fnei Pesach. Everyone's going to find out that it was missing a day. It was only 29 days. Ubatzleinu af l'makom shein shluchei besin shanisa magin. And even us in Bavel, we'll find out that Shvat whether it was chaser. Seems like Tammuz and Teves were always Chaser. That seems to be the given. So I'm not sure why. And then the question is, what's about Av and Elul? What about Shvat and Adar? Those two depend on the seeing of the moon. And we'll find that word, whether Av or Shvat will have a missing month, missing day rather, we would find out. And therefore, we'll never come to a situation where we'll be a suffix the 14th. Now the top line of Chaf Aleph, Aleph says the Gemara, Levi Iklei Lebavel. Levi once visited Bavel, Bechadzer B'Tishrei, in the 11th of Tishrei. 11th of Tishrei according to the calculation of Eretz Yisrael. The 11th of Tishrei according to the calculation of Bavel. So it was 11th. The Amar Basim Tavshila de Bavli B'Yom Rabba de Marava. You guys are Basim Bish Tavshila. You guys are eating food on the Yom Rabba, which is a way of saying Yom Kippur, on Marava from the west, from Eretz Yisrael. So he got there to the 11th of Tishrei, according to Bavel's calculation. But it was really the 10th of Yom Kippur, 10th of Tishrei, according to Eretz Yisrael. How are you guys able to be eating today? It's really Yom Kippur. You guys didn't know that they added a day onto Elul? So Amri Lei, Asid, are you testifying? Should we accept your words that today is really Yom Kippur and not eat? Amri Lei, he says, Lo Shemati Mi Pipes De Mekusesh. He says, no, I actually didn't hear from them. So I can't really testify for you, unless I actually heard. I'm not a shluach, I'm not a shliach. So I really don't know. Let's look at Rashi for a second here. Okay. So we see we can't accept the testimony of just a random person, it sounds like from here, who says that the month was added on, unless you actually heard from Beis Din that the month was Ubar Mekudash. Okay, so there's interesting, the Tosa asks an interesting question. The top Tosa is Levi Ikli the Bava B'chadza B'tishrei. So Tosa asks, Echad Asar Hayel B'nei Bavel, it's the 11th according to the Bavel's calculation. Uvasiri L'vnei Eretz Yisrael, Davru L'Elo, but it was really the 10th, because in Eretz Yisrael they added a 30th day in Elo. Umitocha Tchumba, so how does Hayuma Kippur Hava? So he's asking an implicit question, how was Levi able to come? If it was really Yom Kippur, according to him from Eretz Yisrael, how is he able to travel all the way out to Bavel on Yom Kippur? So Tosa answered, it must be Umitocha Tchumba to Hayum Kippur Hava. It must have been within the Tchum. Wherever he was staying, he must have stayed overnight somewhere closer to Bavel and traveled a little bit closer. Otherwise, you couldn't travel in Yom Kippur because he was holding that day as to be Yom Kippur. Or inami, alternatively, Yom Kippur Meshul Bnei Bavel Ba Samach LeChashecha Hu Haya Erev Yom Kippur Levin Eretz Yisrael. He really traveled on the 9th of Tishrei according to Eretz Yisrael, and he got there for the 10th of Eretz Yisrael, but it was really the 11th for Bavel. He traveled Erev Yom Kippur. That was really how Tosus gets out of the problem.
That's
also
the question.
Why? Why?
He should be traveling
on the 9th?
Yeah.
Well, there's no Isser Dimlacha, there's
no,
an Indian to eat. But why was he on it? Maybe he had a business deal to do or something, or.
Right.
I'm not sure. Okay. Now, the rest of Tosus actually.
Yeah. What I don't understand here is that. So if one person comes and says, "Listen, in Eretz Yisrael, this is the date," then they don't believe him. They still go on the presumption because we're not talking about giving edus about the Yareach, but we're talking about just telling them what the situation in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
To me, it's very surprising. I mean, if you know for sure that that's how it is, it's not.
That's the din. I'm not sure what's the basis of. There's apparently a large footnote here. Maybe on Beis I might discuss this. Okay, we'll see.
Right, that's exactly the question. קביעתם של בני ארץ ישראל עד שיעיד ששמע מפי בית דין מקודש. Still very.
Okay. Okay. By right in the Gemara now. The Gemara says five lines down from the top. Machers of Yochanan. Yochanan made an announcement.
ויש לפישו של לוי לא היה נאמן להעיד מפני שברוב שנים אין אלו למעובר ואין עד אחד נאמן להעיד על נגד הרוב.
Uh-huh, okay.
That's more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's probably more than a rove, even by Elom, because we said, never lomatsinu Elom mubar mi Ezra, right. So says the Gemara, Machis of Yochanan. Yochanan made an announcement. Kol heicha de matu shlucha nisan, velo matu shlucha tishrei, la'avdu chayamim. So any place that the Nisan messengers got to, but the Tishrei messengers did not get to, we assume that place is really like the Gullus. Because the Gzeirah, Nisan Atu Tishrei. So what happens? When you send out these messengers for Tishrei versus Nisan, there's more time to get out for Pesach than for Tishrei, because you have Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. Tishrei, you can't go on the 2nd of Tishrei, and you can't go on the 10th of Tishrei, so you're losing 2 days. Pesach, you go straight until you get to the 15th. So there are going to be 2 extra days of travel days for Nisan. So he says, any day that's reached by the Nisan Shluchim, but are not reached by the Tishrei Shluchim, are not considered, they cannot keep 1 day, they have to keep 2 days. Why? Because again, Gzeira at Nisan at Tishrei. Because they're going to say, wait a second, that Nisan, we kept 1 day, they're going to also keep 1 day in Tishrei, even though they never received the word that they, which month, which day was the new month. So therefore, across the board, you guys have to always keep 2 days, even though you know when Nisan falls out. Rabbi Ivu bar Nigri, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Iklu lehahu Asa. They visited a place to have a matu shlucha Nisan v'lo matu shlucha Tishrei. They went to such a city. They had the messengers of Nisan reach it, but not the messengers from Tishrei. Vavdu chad yom, they only kept 1 day, not like we said above. V'lo amru lo, v'lo mide. They didn't say a thing to them. Shamar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan heard about this, that they didn't say anything. Vikvidi got very angry. Didn't you know what I taught you guys? And Rabbi Yochanan says, if you're a location where the Shluchim of Tishrei don't reach, you have to keep 2 days. And why didn't you guys say something to them? So Amar Lahu, so they respond back to, so Rabbi Yochanan says to them rather, Lav Amri Lahu, did I not tell you guys, Hei Chadamatu Shluchim Nisan, Velo Matu Shluchim Tishrei, Lav Du Trei Yomen, Gzeira Nisan Atu Tishrei. And that's how it ends. It doesn't really respond back to Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan was a very scary individual. Yochanan was very shluckish with the evil eyes, and also with Rav Kahana. I think it was also Rav Kahana. Kahana came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. He's warned not to speak up, and Rav Kahana spoke up. And Yochanan said, "Who's this person who's talking?" Lifted up his eyes. He looked at Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana. He killed Rav Kahana, and he brought Rav Kahana back to life. Rav Yochanan was a very powerful individual.
He was the brother-in-law of
Rish Lakish. Exactly. Rav Yochanan enticed Rish Lakish to convert, or to become Baal Tshuva. Right, Rish Lakish was busy playing, he was in the river, I think, at the time, and he was so strong, and he says, "Listen, you're so strong, if you put your kochos to Torah, you're so successful, and I'll promise to marry, you could marry my sister." And Rav Yochanan was known to be one of the most handsome-looking Amoraim we have. So I guess his sister also had the same genes, so he offered him to marry his sister. So that was the deal they made.
Scary and pretty.
I'm not sure. Scary. He was a holy individual. Okay.
So it seems from here that it's clear that so nowadays, we do mishmish because of the takana, but it seems that in Eretz Yisrael, like whoever lived by neighboring areas, they did one day also.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. But I think you have to know. I think there's a Rashi in Beitza on the beginning, one of the first few blot. I think Reb Chaim has a diak that it's only if you know it was one of the cities that received word.
Right.
Let's say it was a city that wasn't settled by Jews, even though it might have been in the distance, in the radius, but it wasn't. No one sent there because no Jews lived there, so I don't think it would be included. I think it has to be one of the cities that were part of that Masorah, I believe. Fine, says the Gemara, Rava. Have a ragil to have a yasub b'tanisa tre yome. Rava kept 2 days of Yom Kippur as a safek yoma. He wasn't sure, so he kept 2 fast days. And I think Rashi says here he like through the night, right? Rashi, you see last narrow line in Rashi, yasub b'tanisa tre yome im leilo same with the nights. That means he didn't like take a break and take a little bite and start over again. He had 48 hours straight of fasting. So back to the Gemara now. Yoma zimna one time. Yoma zimna chada. One time, sorry, Trey Yomim. Zim Nechada, one day, one time, Ishakach Kavase, Rav Nachman, Ishakach Kavase, that's how you read it?
Ishakach Kavate, yeah.
They found, who found that day?
Ishakach,
oh, because
yeah, was right.
Day one where they kept it, it wasn't really the right day. The second day that he kept it, it was what, because they I made a 30-day month, I guess, so it turned out that he was correct in keeping 2 days. Rav Nachman, Yasub B'Tanisa Kul Yoma De Kippur L'Orsa. He fasted the entire Yom Kippur at night.
Rav Nachman Itanav Mishach Kul Yom Kippur. At night came a person.
Oh, L'Orsa, he fasted the entire Yom Kippur. L'Orta. L'Orsa at nighttime, when Motzi Yom Kippur. Asa Hahu Gavra. Amalei L'Machar Yom Rav B'Marava. No, tomorrow is really Yom Kippur. Tomorrow is Yom Kippur. So Amalei Mehecha, where are you from? Amalei Midimaharia. That's where I'm from. Amalei Dam Tehei Achriso. Dam Tehei Achriso. Karilei Kalim Hayu Rodfenum. Dam is going to be, you're responsible for the blood, all the deaths that you're going to cause by making us fast the second day. That's going to be your fault. The Maram like to do this, like ask where you're from or what's your name, and then make a klala out of their name or their. So it says Damharya. So from Dam, he said Dam Teachariso. Okay. Says the Gemara further now. Shalach le Rav Huna bar Avin le Rava. They sent to Kariyala Kalim Hayurud Feinu. So Kalim Hayurud Feinu. What does that mean? To pasuk in Eicha.
That's why he was upset, because he felt that he rushed, he was about to eat, and he rushed right before he came to eat. That's why he was upset with it.
So what is upset?
He rushed to eat. That what happened?
That the ape rushed to get there before he got actually able to eat.
So ah.
He felt.
Oh, that's he was chasing after him. Road right. Okay. Who says that?
So what's the problem with that?
Because he could have just waited, let Rav Nachman eat. Rav Nachman would have been completely onus. He wasn't doing anything wrong. He didn't know. And then said, oh, by the way, today's Yom Kippur. And then now he'll fast the rest of the day. Okay. Okay, says the Gemara, Shalach le Rav Huna bar Abin l'Rava. They sent the following message. Kad chazus de mashcha tkufas tevis. When you see mashcha, that tkufas tevis, the winter season, is extending itself ad shitsar b'nisan until the 16th of Nisan, Avra lahu shasa, make a leap year, add an entire month adar sheni, velo tachishla, and don't be concerned about that because the pasuk tells us shamor sachodesh ha'aviv, keep the month of the spring shamor aviv shel tkufa shei bechodesh nisan, that you should make sure that the nisan, they said rather that the spring season should be during nisan, not the winter season. So they measure by the 16th. If the 16th of nisan, the teves. Tkuvas Teves, it goes into the 16th, that means a rove of Nisan is going to be the winter. We don't want that. If it goes into the 15th, so it's half, that's okay. But rove to be winter, that's not allowed. So if you see that's extending itself into the 16th, add a month, so thereby that the most of month of Nisan, in this case the whole month of Nisan, will be in spring. This is really a sugi that's discussed in the first paragraph of Masechta Sanhedrin, which we'll get to in a few years, I guess.
So, what is the next one, Sefta?
I don't know what is the next one. Tanya, see the next one, yeah? They have an order there?
I think it's time.
Tanya's, okay. Tanya's, it goes before Megillah, yeah? And we'd cut them.
Okay, here. How many more days?
2 weeks, I think 35 daf. Okay, Tainus it is. You're going to like Tainus a lot. A lot of good stories. Says the Gemara, Amar Lahu, Rav Nachman says, Lahanu Nechuse Yama, to the various, a couple of sailors, Rav Nachman said to them, Asun de lo yadisa b'kfir d'yircha, you who don't know kfir d'yircha, you guys are out on the seas, you don't know when we establish the new month. Ki chazusa sihara, t'mashm l'yoma, b'ira chamira. So when you see the when you see what? Right, the last Rashi in the page, the last couple of lines.
Right, you see, this is exactly what I was telling you yesterday.
Right, the moon comes up
when
with
the moon, when the moon is out the whole night. That's the 15th.
That's the 15th, you're saying, and then that's when you should burn it.
Meaning the Rosh Chodesh, the moon is out almost the whole day.
Exactly. So when you see it, look at the last Rashi. Shehira demashim deyoma, shehiras mashlim ma'ora im hanitzchama. The moon is there with like the netzchama. They're basically there, and the reason being because we know the sun reflects itself off the moon. So wait a second. The sun reflects onto the moon. Onto the moon.
Yeah.
So, but when the next wait. Probably the opposite sides, though, of the... opposite sides. Okay, fine.
Opposite
on the opposite sides, so then that's when the moon is the strongest, I guess. Okay, I'm not sure if it means... Okay, either way, that's what happens. The moon doesn't get dark, doesn't go down until sunrise. But during Netzachama, as the sun starts coming up, you also see the moon in the opposite, on the western side.
That's why in Yuma when they made a mistake on the
it couldn't be Yom Kippur.
It was right behind the sun because he was almost one or 2 days before Rosh Chodesh, which is exactly the opposite.
I thought the 15th we said.
Now it's the 15th when they're on the opposite sides. In Yuma when they did the Tamid wrong, the moon came ahead of the sun 1 hour only. So they are together on the same side.
On the same side. Oh,
that's why Rashi said it had to be like 1 or 2 days.
I see. Uh-huh.
It's exactly the opposite on the 15th.
Okay. Fine. So that's he says to you sailors, when you go out there, when you see that the moon's up there while the sun's rising on the other end of the horizon, so you know it's time to burn the chametz. So Gemara says, well, Amos, when does this occur? Amos Mashlim, when does this happen? Bechamesa on the 15th. No, we burn on the 14th. That Tesvav is ready Pesach. It's too late. You're supposed to burn on the 14th.
Yes,
sure. Nothing to do with this.
Yeah, but no, it's in regard to Pesach. Whoever missed Pesach Rishon because it was Tameh, in regard to Korban. So he didn't keep Pesach.
No, he kept Pesach. He kept just not the Korban.
Just not.
So the Gemara asks, "V'hanan me'ar besar mivarina?" We burn on the 14th, and this is the test to know when it's the 15th. The Gemara says, "Lididhu, according with them to the sailors, the megalalu alma me'ar besar mashim." I guess to them, they're out in the open seas there, and certainly now where there are no lights there, you know, New York City, it's probably very hard to see the moon and the sun with all the lights competing with it. But when things are wide open out in the ocean, everything's clear as day, even at nighttime, and especially in the morning as the sun's rising. So then, even the 14th, they see the moon and the sun at the same time, even though it's probably more subtle and slight. Even the 14th already, they begin to see that happening, so that's when they know to burn it. I think that's the idea it's trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Chaf Alpha and Bay is a new mission. The mission tells us, Al Shnei Chadashim Mechalin is a Shabbos. There are 2 months that were Mechalin is a Shabbos, and we explain the Mechalin is a Shabbos in order to get the word out. Send the messengers out, I think we said, right? Al Nisan Val Tishrei, Shebehen Shluchin Yotzin Lusuria. Actually, no, I'm sorry, to send them out, to have the messengers go, to tell everyone else when the new month is going to begin. Ubahen, Misaknin Nisamados, and all in these months, they're Misakin the Mados, namely, there are only two of them that we're concerned about, Tishrei and Nisan, Sukkot and Pesach. Uchshaya Beis HaMikdash Kaim, when the Beis HaMikdash was still around, Mechalin Af Akulan, even on the other ones as well, were Mechal Akulan, Bifnei Tekanas HaKarban. So now this sounds like it's actually going on, this getting them to show up to Beis Din. We were confused last time, it seems confusing here also. There are two ways, the Gemara is going to tell us, I think tomorrow's daf. Yeah, I think so. That your Mechal Shabbos in two ways. One is for the Edom going show up to Beis Din, and also the Shluchim being sent out, you're also Mechal as a Shabbos. It sounds like the Mishnah is using this in two different directions.
Right. But that's why I got confused the other day.
Right, because the first one's talking about sending out the Edom.
Right.
And this one sounds like, in terms of the Edom showing up, so yeah. Beis Din knows when the new month is to bring Karban Musaf. Okay, I guess that's two different cases. So the Gemara says, Al Beis Chadashim Vesulo, only on 2 months, and no other ones. Ruminu. Al Shisha Chadashim Ashluchim Yotzin. On 6 months, we send out the Shluchim, like we said a few days ago. We even said Adar for Purim, and we said, what were the other ones we said? We said the 6 months that we send them out. They were, okay, Nisan and Pesach, Ab because of the Tainus, Elul because of Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei because of Moados, Kisei because of Hanukkah, Adar because of Purim. So they know, so everybody should know when you keep the holidays. So why does this Mishnah, the rest you do not send. There's no reason to send out. Tevis, what's in Tevis? What's in Shvat? So there before we said 6 months. Here we're saying only 2 months you send them out. So says the Gemara, Amar Abai Hachikamar. Al Kulan, on all the months, Shluchim, Yotzin, Mib'erev, Al Nisan, Val Tishrei, Ad Shishmu, Mipi Bezin, Mekudash. In the Gemara.
You did the Mishnah already?
Sure. Right, so on all the other months, we'll send out even from the evening. Even at nighttime, the Edom saw the moon. Now, it wasn't until the next day that they testified that they're able to make a new month, because Beis Din doesn't sit at nighttime, they only sit during the daytime. So we saw at nighttime, we go to Beis Din, the morning, they sit down, what'd you see? We tell them what we saw, and they said, okay, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, the new month is now. So when it came to the other months, even at nighttime, before Beis Din actually convened, they already were sent out Mibe'erif to tell everybody when the new month, because they knew tomorrow that the Beis Din is going to accept their Edus. How, yeah.
These are the months that are not important.
The four other months.
Oh, the four which are important.
Yeah, but for some reason they don't have to wait till the next day.
Right.
But for some reason, Nisan Tishrei has to wait until they hear from Beis Din Mekudash. They have to wait till the next day. Oh, Mekudash, Mekudash. And then they get sent out. What's the difference? So Rashi says, Rashi explains this, I think. Look at Rashi, Al Nisan. It's a long Rashi. Wow, very long Rashi here. I'll skim through this quickly.
Right. ששמעו מהשלוחים. לפיכך ניסן בתרי. שהרי אם יבוא עדים בשבת ויקדשו החודש בניין, יכול השלוחים לצאת מהצד שבת.
What's the reason why we do this? What's a shot here? Let's see this Rashi. Rashi says, we'll try to read through this Rashi, figure this out, it should help us. Rashi says, Shluchin Yotami Be'erev, could go near Ba'alil. They saw it very clear up, B'yom Chavtes, or B'leil Shloshim. The Vadi Yiktachu Basin Macha. The next day, they're certainly going to make a new month. Inami Bechodesh Mubar, the Pshitalan Shabiyom Shloshim Al Chadesh, or it's the 31st day, certainly they're going to make the 31st day into the new month, because it can't ever be a 31st. One day month. Mishlon is kachum bismano. Shluchin yotzin mi bezin vein mamtinin al lamachar shishmu mikudush mi pi bezin kedamin lakaman rush basin omer mikudush vaidi lugola. So these people don't have to wait till the next day to go out. They could just go that evening because they know certainly tomorrow it's going to be in the new month. But al nisan al tishrei says Rashi ain yoshluchim yotzin ad shishmu mi pi bezin mikudush until they hear that's mikudush. Hilkach bishar chadashim ain chil shabbos shel edim mimahers yitzias shluchim.
It makes sense. Because what happens is on the other months they leave at night, so it's not a problem. So they can actually so what happens if in these 2 months they come Friday night, and then it's Shabbos, and then if we don't say that they can leave on Shabbos, then they lose one more day and they can only leave on Sunday.
But why don't we say the same thing for the other months?
Because the other months they leave at night already.
I'm saying, but why? Why do we let them leave? Nighttime is also Friday night. So what's the difference why by the other months they leave at night, they don't have to wait till they hear Mekudesh, but Nisan Tishrei has to wait till they hear Mekudesh? What's the reason for that?
Right. Okay, let's go on.
We'll have to figure that out.
But Rashi doesn't say that, or you?
I know Rashi's very, very long here. I'm not seeing him mentioning why not. Okay. So.
That's what he said. Maybe it's not. וישמרו בני הגולה את המועדים על פי מניין מודע שישמרו.
Okay, we'll have to get back to that one, I guess. Okay, says the Gemara further, Tani Nami Hoch, we have a Bryce that says the same idea. Al kulon yotzin mi be'erev, al nisan val tishrei ad shishmu mi pi bezin mikudash. Okay, so again, not sure why that is. But that's a difference. Tani Rabbanon, b'nayin shemechalin alein es ha-Shabbos. How do we know that one's mechal the Shabbos? That tells us, so Rashi explained, this is Rashi all the way towards the bottom, three wide lines down in Rashi, Asher Tikru Osam B'Mo'adam, His Hiram, Shelo Yavor HaMoed Shel Zman Kriyasan, Mikra Kodesh Hainu Kodesh Bezim. Don't let the Moed, the time to pass, even if it falls out on Shabbos, so you still have to Mikadesh the month. Yachol Kishem Shemichalin Eid Shikad Shishkadshu, Kach Mechalin Ad Shishkaimu. So one would think that just like your Mechal Shabbos in order to make the new month, to show up to Bezdin, one might think also you should be Mechal Shabbos to Mishkaimu, to make sure that everyone keeps it, and to send out all the messengers. Tamalomar, Asher Tikru Osam, Al Kriyasma Tamechal, Via Tamechal Al Kimum. You're only allowed to show up to Bezdin, to Mechal Shabbos, to show up to Bezdin, but to be sent out, not. Because we said before, remember the difference between Tishrei and Nisan? Tishrei, there are less days to go out, because you can't go on Rosh Hashanah, and you can't travel in Yom Kippur. But on Nisan, you don't have those days. So you can only be Mechal Shabbos to be Mekadesh the months, but not Mechal Shabbos to be Mekayim the months. Then the Gemara says, Uchshay Beis Mikdash Kayim Mechalin Afa Kulam Mivnei Takanas HaKarban. But on all, during the Beis Mikdash's, when it was around, so they said every single month you can be Mechal Shabbos to show up. And the reason being, so you know when to bring the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So Tanur Rabbanon, but Rishona hayu mechalin afa kulon. Initially, they were mechalal every single Rosh Chodesh. Mishachar beis hamikdash when it was destroyed. Amalhem Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai v'chiyesh karbon askinu, chiyesh karbon hiskinu shelo yu mechalin el anisan val tishrei bilvad. So yes, v'chiyesh carbon, do we have a carbon? We don't have a carbon. Therefore, the only 2 months I'm going to allow you guys to be mechalal Shabbos is only a Nisan Tishrei because of the purpose of keeping the Moados in the right time. That's what he is masakin. Rabbi Yochanan Dake was the founder of all these various tikkanos he made regarding Beis HaMikdash. Usually, his tikkanos were modeling after Beis HaMikdash so we don't forget. Like, for example, the lulav. The lulav is only mitzvah 7 days in Beis HaMikdash. Outside, it's only 1 day. After Beis HaMikdash, she said, wait a second, we're missing out the opportunity. I'm going to make a takana. We should always have 7 days of lulav, even though midrash you don't have to. So he made many such takanas to try to model after what was done during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. This is an example where he doesn't do that. He actually changes what happened during the times of the Beis HaMikdash.
Somebody understands Indian that if you bring lulav and esrog to the kotel, and if there's an Indian taking it back out because you're going from midrash to the rabbanan, I remember something like this.
I think Rabbi Yashiv, I think he would not go because of that reason. I think I heard this. Okay. Says the new Mishnah. Bein shenir ba'alil, bein shelo nir ba'alil. Whether you saw it like really clear in the day, in the night rather, the moon, or you did not, mechalin alav es haShabbos. You have to go out. I mean, a person could have said, come on, it was so clear, such a bright sky, clear sky, bright moon, everybody saw it. Why should I be mechal Shabbos to go to Bezdin? Bezdin, I'm sure, certainly saw it. The law is, no, even if you saw it clearly, you never know. Someone had a different angle, couldn't see it. Maybe it was cloudy from his perspective. Who knows? So you always have to be mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im nir ba'alil, ein mechalin sa Shabbos. He says no. If it was clear, you could assume many others saw it who were in the tchum. It won't have to be, and don't violate it. Allow Basin to hear from somebody else if it was so clear. If it wasn't so clear and you saw a glimpse of it, then you do have to show up to mechal Shabbos. Maisa, there's once a story, Sha'avru Yosem Yarbam Zug, that 40 people, 40 groups of Edom saw it, and the Ikfu Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva held them back, said, no, it was so clear, please don't go, don't be Mechal Shabbos. I'm sure people in Yushalayim, they saw it, just stay back here. That was the story that happened with Rabbi Kiva, Balud. He held them back in Lud, don't go to Beis Din. Shalach Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent back to Rabbi Kiva. If you're holding back the rabbim are so excited to be part of this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and you're holding them back, they say, you know what, next time, I'm not going to waste my time. And you're going to create a michshol in the future. No one's going to want to show up to Beis Din as you're holding them back. Says the Gemara, my mashma dehai olil lishna demiglahu. How do you know the word olil means clear, megal, it was so revealed? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bohu, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, let's pronounce this right, that Imaros Hashem Imaros Tehoros Kesef Tsarif Ba'alil La'aretz Mezukek Shivasayim. It's a Pasuk in Tehillim. So this Pasuk Ba'alil, I guess it seems to be parallel with the word Tehora. It was Ba'alil La'aretz, the way it's the Taich, the words, is Rashi says Gali L'chol. This clearly means it was relevant, it was apparent to everyone. So based on the Pasuk and Tehillim, Alil means to reveal and to be open. That's the word that the Mishnah is borrowing. Hey, Rav Ushmuel, Charamar Chamishim Shar Bina Nivru Bolam. There are 50 levels, 50 gates of Bina that were created in this world. V'chula Nisim L'Moshe, all of them are given to Moshe, Chasar Echad, minus one. He only got 49 of them. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, this is also in Tehillim, says, V'tichasrehu Me'at Me'lokim, that are missing just a little bit, a tiny bit, which they interpret to mean just one level, one shar, was he missing. Then the Gemara says, Bikesh Kohelas, which is who is referring to Shlomo HaMelech, Bikesh Kohelas limto divrei chefetz. So you desire to know divrei chefetz, the desired words. What does that mean? Bikesh Kohelas lios kimosha, he wants to be just like Moshe Rabbeinu.
Shlomo HaMelech is correct.
Yeah.
That's another name for him.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's Pshat.
Okay.
Kohelet, yeah. But Lashon Kehila, he's saying to gather together all the various Chachma. That's why he's called Kohelet. Okay, I didn't know that. So he wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yatsa Baskel v'Amrlo. Baskel says, V'chasav Yosher Divrei Emes. And what is that Pasuk trying to tell us about it? What was the response?
It's already written in the Torah.
That's right, okay. That's just a phrase written in the Torah, okay. Below, come Navi, O be yourself, Moshe. You can't be. There's no such Navi will ever be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Too bad.
So Moshe.
What?
So Moshe, yeah, Chacham Ba'adam,
Shlomo. Right. But still, Moshe was missing that one Shar Bina. Also, the Gemara, the famous Gemara Menachos, where Moshe Rabbeinu, Akash Baruch Hu, took Moshe Rabbeinu to the future. I want to show you something. Moshe Rabbeinu is busy writing all the osios in the Sefer Torah. All these tagging on top of like the yud, you see like, little tiny lines in the Sefer Torah, and a few of them have this. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, why am I doing these tiny lines? It's pointless. So Akash Baruch Hu says, come here. Snaps his fingers. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting in the back of a classroom. He's sitting, Rabbi Kiva is busy darshaning and shir. Moshe's like, what's he talking about? I don't understand what he's talking about. But he starts seeing, he's darshing the tagin and all these different things. So he says, Moshe, but he's like, I understand, I never said this, what's he darshaning? Then so someone in the Talmud asks him, so where did you learn this from? What do you mean? It's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. And then Moshe was satisfied with that. Even though Moshe himself didn't know what Pshat was, it was Kabbalah Mesorah that Rabbi Kiva had. So Hashem said, in the future, there's going to be a big town of Chacham who's going to be darshaning these different little lines on top of the osios. The Pell is, Moshe Rabbeinu, I thought he knew everything. Maybe this is the 15th Bina, 50th Bina that he didn't know. Okay. B'nevim lo kam, b'nulachim kam. So some say, no, in terms of a Navi, no one had such prophecy like Moshe Rabbeinu. But in terms of kings, Moshe was also a king, by the way, but there could have been a greater king than Moshe Rabbeinu, and perhaps Shlomo could have been a better king than Moshe Rabbeinu. Elamani mekayim bikesh koelas limso divrei chevetz. Bikesh koelas ladun dinim shebelev shlo be'edim v'shlo be'hasra. Shlomo wanted to actually judge cases based on what he was able to see inside a person's mind and a heart without edim, without hasra. And to that's what he was requesting. So initially he wanted the request to be the greatest Navi. They said no. Now he wanted the request to be the greatest Melech, to be able to judge. Melech was also a Dayan. He was able to judge whatever he thought was needed. Then to that, Yotz Sabaskov Amro, lo, the cost of Yosha Divri Emes, it's written in the Torah, Api Shnaim Edim. We need two Edim, regardless of you know what's going on in their mind. We can't allow you to do that. The Pasuk says, Api Shnaim Edim. May as well make it to the Mishnah, a few lines. Why not? Just a few lines. Says the Gemara, Maisa, it's early. There are 40 groups of Edom that came. Rabbi Kiva held them back. Says the Gemara, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Chas V'Shalom Shur Rabbi Kiva Ikvin. No way, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was much greater. He knew better than that. Ella was another person. Shezafar Rosha Shel Geder. His name was Zephyr. And that was the name. And Rosha Shel Geder was he was the head of the place called Geder. Ikvin, he was the one who held them back. And Shalach Rabban Gamliel, Varidu Migdulaso, Rabban Gamliel sent him, you should be removed from your post for doing that. So, again, I'm not sure why the Mishnah presented as Rabbi Kiva. Okay, either way, that's what was in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah were being told this wrong, it wasn't Rabbi Kiva. I'm not sure why we confuse Zafar, Rosh Hashanah Geder, with that of Rabbi Akiva.
Not big games this time. By the way,
It could be...